was a big thing for me and her, because we never spent not too many nights away from home.
What about the wedding itself?
It was just simpler than simple. It was a member of the church, S.D. We went to his home and we just had a simple wedding.
Was that typical at the time? For people to have small weddings outside of the
church? Yes, that was very typical, be at home and have them at home. And her father was a minister, and he had lots of weddings there at his own home. They'd come.
And did they have any special things that, say, your friends would do? Like, now I know that they put shaving cream on the windows of the car. Was there anything?
No, they didn't have no shaving cream to waste back then.
No tin cans?
No, nothing like that. That was on later quite a bit.
Okay. And let's see, you said that you went into Atlanta when you were a child to take things in to sell. How did you get into Atlanta at that time?
Went down through Roswell, and it was a wooden bridge, and go across it to Atlanta. And of course, we would market our cattle down there in calves, down near Howe Mill Road.
what about shopping here in town?
We had a store at Crab Apple, and some of our clothes was homemade. Mm-hmm. And we did go to the store there, and also carried cotton to have it ginned up there at the Rucker's Gin in Crab Apple. They was a antique store. It wasn't called antique, but he just didn't sell all the shoes. And I was a teenager, and was a bargain in some Brogan shoes. They wasn't no metal, and they put together with pegs. And I have wore Brogan shoes that was bought up there in Crab Apple. It's the antique center now of Crab Apple is.
Okay. As you got older, after you got married, did you have kids of your own?
I didn't understand the question.
Did you have children?
Yes. After we got married, we have one son and one daughter. Judy is a daughter, and Dr. Linton is a son. He has an animal clinic on Johnson Fair Road, Atlanta, Georgia. And he began to help on the farm when he was 7 years old and decided he wanted to make a veterinarian. He already had a Palomino foal, and so he decided then he wanted to make a veterinarian when he was 7 years old. Judy, she went to business school, and she married Ted, which is a pharmacy, and was elected by the governor, pharmacy of Georgia, on the board of pharmacy. So anyway, we have a little medicine background.
Did schools change when your children were in school from when you were in school?
Well, yes. When I was in school, well, we brought in wood and put in the wood heater. And then when we went into Fulton County, well, we had went to Northwestern, and it had, I believe it had central heat. And so it was a modern school, and we went up to the 7th grade, and then we had the